Hello, this is Claire from the United States, and I'm talking with Mike from Singapore about obesity and diet in our countries. America is famous for, well, infamous for being one of the fattest countries in the world. Mike, you said that in Singapore, diet is something of an issue as well. Can you please explain?
Right. Well, we have all the usual burger joints, pizza place, all the fast food basically in Singapore also. And because a lot of us are busy working, so naturally this food actually seemed like a good idea because it saves us a lot of time. And if you're working in a city like Singapore, during lunchtime, you don't have time to basically queue with everybody for food and stuff. So fast food are actually good alternative to get your lunch. And on top of that, we have what we call, in Chinese we call it kopitiam. What it means is coffee shop in English. And these coffee shops, they serve coffee also, but a lot of it is actually local delicacies. And Singaporean food are famous for being delicious, but very, very high in cholesterol.
Well, can you give me an example of a dish?
Okay, one of the famous dish is actually originated from, I think, Malaysia or Indonesia. It's called nasi lemak. Nasi lemak is Malay for rice. What nasi lemak is actually, it consists of fish, which is fried fish, and fried egg with coconut rice. And
what is coconut rice? I've never heard of that.
All right, coconut rice is actually normal rice cooked with, I think, coconut milk, if I'm not wrong. And so rice gives off a very, very nice fragrance, and we just call it coconut rice. And this coconut rice, as you can imagine, is very, very high in cholesterol.
Right. And sugar, too.
Right. So nasi lemak is one fine example. Another example is probably char kway teow. Char kway teow is actually a Taiwanese word for fried noodles. So this char kway teow is basically Chinese rice noodles with some fish cakes and with a lot of chili and bean sprouts. And they use a lot of, I think it's black sauce. It's Chinese black sauce, which I'm not really sure what's the American equivalent. But so just like nasi lemak previously, this char kway teow is also very, very high in
cholesterol.
Right.
Although it sounds really, really good. I ate before coming here, but I'm hungry again.
And I think most of the delicious food actually are high in cholesterol.
Because frying makes everything taste better.
Right.